Hello, my name is Alias Doe. I'm a coastal white trash cracker, homegrown, and therefore I have opinions that I wish to share with the audience about Half Moon Bay, El Ganja, and the environs that make up our beautiful coastside. I'm here with my friend Sista, who's going to ask me occasional questions so I don't sound like I'm just talking to myself.
Well, thanks for inviting me, Alias Doe.
You're welcome. Glad to have you.
So is there a topic that you'd like me
to... Traffic! I would like to talk about traffic, okay? Because traffic is an issue on the coast. And it's not a small issue. It's a looming, fucking, huge, Trump-sized, egomaniacal mess. All right.
Elephant on the table.
Yeah, fuck the elephant on the table. The elephant is on the road in the form of cars. So here's my thing about traffic on the coast. We've got a bunch of no-growthers who have never let us put in a second road and don't want to widen Highway 1. We've got kids whose parents would rather buy them a fucking car, pay their fucking insurance, pay for their fucking gas, put them in the cars, and let them drive to fucking Half Moon Bay High School by themselves, each in their individual fucking cars, then pay for busing, which would get all of those kids off the roads and would also have the advantage of saving the environment. That's where the hypocrisy comes in. Most people on the coast think they're wonderful liberal environmentalists. I call bullshit double triple bullshit, okay? Because idling cars for an hour and a half to get out of El Granada every morning and get over the hill or get to Half Moon Bay High School is not good for the environment. Nor is it good for the environment for us to have the ridiculous traffic snafus we have every goddamn motherfucking weekend with the tourists. And don't get me started on the tourists.
Blood pressure going up.
Oh, Sista, did I upset you? So maybe we should talk about the tourists.
Yes, tourists.
Okay,
go.
I know our economy now largely relies on tourists and techies buying our houses and coming to eat at Sam's Chowder House, which, by the way, has a gorgeous view. But, oh, please give me a fucking break on the prices. You have to be a tourist to be able to afford to go there. Right? Right. Just saying. Anywho, they're printing money at Sam's Chowder House. But, by the way, they can't afford to have an adequate parking lot or build a small pedestrian bridge so people don't get killed on the road after their drunken bar fest at Sam's all day long. I mean, give me a goddamn motherfucking break. They're the fourth largest employer on the coast, apparently, but we can't have adequate parking for them, so we've all got to suffer for Sam's success. I don't think so. I think it's crap. And that speaks to another thing about the tourists. Every weekend? How are we getting our emergency responders in here and out of here? We have one road, folks. It's crazy. Has to be widened. Or we need to make Highway 1 and Highway 92 toll roads and charge them money to come here.
I was thinking that's a good idea. I'm a libertarian. Sista's a libertarian. She likes to think that people should pay as they go.
Right, and we have enough ammo and guns in this town to just block off 92, block off one on each side, block off 84 if need be for those assholes who live in Woodside who also think they're just liberal wonderfulness and they're all making millions of dollars a year living in their new mansions. Give me a break. But we can block off all of those people with just locals and just say, hey, you know, fuck you. Our town, our money. Give me $5 or you're not coming in.
Now, there is another approach.
Really?
There's probably more than one, but one that was in the review just this week was the little beach shuttle. They got a grant for a beach shuttle that's going to run Saturdays and Sundays.
From where to where?
From Main Street, Half Moon Bay, to Poplar Beach, and then up to the harbor and back again.
Really? And you actually think these assholes in their fucking Teslas are gonna get out of their fucking Teslas and get on a goddamn bus with the great unwashed and shuttle all over the coast? That is like a fairy godmother, come wave a wand and give me a beach shuttle. Like, that's like the buses that are empty that run up and down the coast, or the buses that are empty that go, you know, from Farallon View to Moon Ridge, but we can't possibly pick up any other kids.
How come SamTrans doesn't take care of all the high school and, you know, just all the school kids?
We'd have to probably pay them. And apparently the parents on the coast, badgered to death by their spoiled-ass children, would rather buy them all cars. And in fact, not just cars, big four-wheel drive trucks with gun racks. Because, boy, we all need to commute up and down the coast in a gas-guzzling terrorist machine, right? Because we need to make sure that we're paying the Saudis and the Russians plenty of money for gas.
I'm up at the high school once a week around lunchtime, both before and after lunch, and I get to see the traffic coming out of the high school. And it's definitely pretty crazy. You can't go anywhere in town to anywhere to eat in their lunch hours. And
Speaking of lunch. I went to Half Moon Bay High School. Can I just say for a moment, there is absolutely nothing good that happens off campus at lunchtime. Okay? You have to give your kids a bunch of money to go to New Leaf and Jack in the Box and all these places. The kids who have cars are all going home to their empty houses to have sex, drink, and smoke dope. I guarantee you. I went to Half Moon Bay High School. Nothing good ever happens on lunch. These kids are not studying. They're not walking. They're not exercising. They're not eating healthy. They're spending their parents' money, sleeping in their parents' beds with their boyfriends and girlfriends, or their best friend's boyfriend, or their best friend's girlfriend. And then they're coming back to class, high, drunk, satiated from too much sex, and not really in the mood for studying. Why do we have an open campus?
Sister has seen this. Oh my God.
No, seriously, we could single-handedly lower the rate of unintended pregnancies in this town, probably reduce the abortion rate by half, maybe reduce the rate of STDs if all we did was close campus at lunch.
So why don't they? When you were there not so long ago, was it closed then?
It was closed unless you, well, it was effectively closed because none of us had cars because it wasn't, you know, the year 2015 and our parents didn't spoil the shit out of us.
So, you know, we have a big parking lot now, you know, with solar power and stuff like that. So how many cars would you say would have been in the parking lot when you were going to school?
I'd say about half as many. Mm-hmm. Most of us took the buses. Mm-hmm. And we even took the buses. We had late buses for people who were on sports teams and mm-hmm. early buses for people who needed to, you know, get on early buses. And, you know, we all survived miraculously. I don't know. Some of us were lucky enough to get our own cars. I personally had a beautiful hand-me-down Capri with duct tape and cardboard in the windows. It was fabulous, really. But I carpooled, and it was unnecessary to leave for lunch unless we were going to play spin the bottle and drink.
Yeah.
I mean.
Thank God I was in boarding school. I was in boarding school with walls and people that kept you in those walls, so I couldn't do that.
Yeah,
but
well,
if I had that freedom, I don't think it would have gone well for me. So I really agree. I think closing the campus, but I don't understand why they don't do it. To me, allowing minors off of the campus should be the legal authority of the school district, because aren't they in the custody of the child? I mean, if a parent says, I don't want you to go off campus to the kid, you have no control over that.
I think that the school district is, no offense, chicken shit on the bus issue, on the closing campus issue.
But why? I mean, I get the bus issue. There's money, there's politics, stuff like that. Why duplicate your bus fleet when you have SamTrans right there?
But I think actually parents in Half Moon Bay are like parents all over the country. They're hostage to their children. Mm-hmm. They want to be their mm-hmm. children's friends, mm-hmm. and they don't want to, you know, cause a ruckus and right. make the kids actually upset. Oh my God, yeah. We might upset Johnny. Mm-hmm. He might not be able to have Chinese food or go to New Leaf on his lunch break. He might actually have to eat a bag lunch. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, we might save enough to retire without eating cat food, but God forbid Johnny has to eat a bag lunch because he's going to mm-hmm. complain.
Yeah, I think that parents should create sort of, I mean, we have the Coastside Mothers Club, of course, but I think we should create a union so that we bond together and stand strong, you know, because part of the problem is, you know, I was a relatively strict parent because of juxtaposition to parents who were not as controlled with things like media and partying and stuff like that. that those parents give parents who are more conservative the access that they wouldn't normally have. And on the coast, you know, there's some years that are party years, groups of parents in a given year that don't mind the partying, and so those are the places that the kids go to party. And that becomes the weak link in the chain where you don't have any control.
Yeah, I mean, tell me about it. Yeah, my daughter used to tell me she was baking cupcakes at her friend's house when in fact she was actually partying with alcohol supplied at a classmate's house who I went to high school with. And it turns out, you know, the last person to know, of course, was stupid, naive, idiot mom.
Alias Doe.
Alias Doe, the lone survivor of my family who got out of the town, and look at me, I'm back. Oh, God, help me. You know, I swear to God, I was the girl who lived, and now I'm back. Fuck. Anyway, yeah, clueless. And everybody thought, oh, well, we all thought you knew. No, no, I actually didn't know she was spending the night at your house or in your barn or in your shed drinking, smoking, and having sex with her boyfriend. No, I didn't. I really thought she actually was baking cupcakes with her friends because, well, apparently I'm stupid.
Well, you are a cupcake baker yourself.
Yes.
You are a good girl.
I was.
So it's a shock.
It was. Yeah, I know. I pretty much was straight and narrow because in my family, if you weren't, then shit went down. So,
Well, I remember coming back from girls' boarding school in England where I'd been protected from reality, largely. And I go to Homestead High School, and it was like Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I mean, the teachers were getting stoned with the kids. They were popping whites in the locker room before when I played tennis. It was really shocking, you know?
Oh, yeah. We had teachers sleeping with students and giving them better grades. And, yeah, I mean, welcome to Half Moon Bay. We love it here. Yeah. But there's definitely not enough to do. There's not enough to do in town that doesn't involve drinking, sex, smoking pot, and having bonfires in stupid places.
Right.
It really isn't that wholesome. It's really not. We need a movie theater.
Well, I know. I think what they need to do is they need to go paddle more. They need to get into a kayak or get on a stand-up paddle or get on a bike or go for a hike and do that for like an hour or two, and then they'll feel tuckered out at night and they'll go to sleep like good little children.
Well, maybe instead of having the idiotic coastal trail that's on the wrong side of the highway where all the cars go in and out, we should have put a bike path where the kids could have biked, like a real bike path, wide enough for lots of bikes, and then forget the cars and forget the buses. The kids could all bike to and from school. Now, wouldn't that have been fucking miraculous? But no, 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 no. We have to have the world's prettiest, stupidest trail right next to the highway that actually needs desperately to get widened. Trail. We've spent so much money on it that we can't possibly let Caltrans widen the highway because, oh my God, what would happen to our beautiful trail that we just put in that nobody needs because it's on the wrong side of the freeway? You know, and we already had a pretty trail with falling down infrastructure, but we didn't fix that. We had to do a new trail because it's prettier.
The coastal trail right now is in really bad condition.
Right. Why? Why? We have a stupid trail next to Highway 1 where we all have to inhale gas fumes, or we have a beautiful trail that's not next to Highway 1 where we can look at the ocean, but it's in terrible shape.
The Highway 1 trail is really a problem. I don't like to ride on it because it's so close to the highway that as you cross, there's not enough time for a driver that's taking a left to really see you. So I usually just take the frontage road, and I always thought that that's where they should have put the bike trail. They should have just widened the frontage road so people were further off the highway, closer to the turn, and that takes you into the residential area. That trail is problematic, but I see a lot of people that are in that neighborhood walking on it and running on it, but I don't see that many people biking on it.
No, it's a stupid trail.
But ideally for a bike system to work, it really has to be just not one side of the highway or the other. There should be a network, really. There should be a trail that goes along the east side of Highway 1 as well as the west side, and right next to the highway. I take the coastal trail all the way from the harbor, and I don't hop on that area until I get to, you know, Casa Del Mar. People like that ride like that all the time. Sometimes I ride down Kelly, and then I just go on the coastal trail. There's lots of different ways to do it. But really, now I think what they're going to do with that Highway 1 trail is you're going to take it past the horses to Frenchman's Creek, which will take you to Sweetwood, the Sweetwood Trail, and yet again you create another alternative. And when I grew up in England, and when you visit Europe, you'll find that there's all kinds of circuitous paths and streets and stuff like that. Our Arleta Park neighborhood, there's a bunch of little like easements in between houses that people really use to get to and get from school. But I don't think they're really very official. They're not paved. I don't know if they can be taken back or whatever it is. But I used to bike on those all the time, cutting through areas and stuff like that. So I'd like to see trails on both sides of the highway, all the way up and down, and lots of laterals.
I'd like to see pedestrian bridges or underpasses to make things safer, including on Highway 92. I have nothing against limos and pumpkins and all of that, but honestly, we are basically hostage here.
Oh, the amount
June
of, yeah.
through right. Christmas tree season. Mm-hmm. It's insanity. It's dangerous. Mm-hmm. It's too many accidents. Why do we not have a couple? Instead of that stupid coastal trail with those beautiful bridges, why did we not build a couple pedestrian bridges? Mm-hmm. Okay? Why are we not taxing Sam's with mm-hmm. putting in a pedestrian bridge so that it's safe for traffic and emergency responders? I just don't get it. I don't think there's enough planning. You know,
there's almost too much planning. I think the problem really is there's too many jurisdictions. One time I was at a meeting that Brian Overfelt had organized for the jetty dredging. And we had an Army Corps of Engineer guy stand up in front of us and give us his dog and pony show. And he was, you know, trying to be cool and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, after 20 minutes of listening to his side of the story, you know, somebody stands up and asks, the simple question is, have you called Caltrans? And he just out as a knee-jerk, almost Pavlovian response before he could even control himself, oh, we don't talk to Caltrans. Everybody in the room was like, well, that's the problem, you know, and that is the problem. We have too many jurisdictions, depending on the people who are in charge of them at the time, and the egos involved, and the politics, and things like that. It's very, very hard to get anything, any cohesion. But they've been doing a lot of traffic studies over the last couple of years, and I've gone to a lot of those meetings. Kendall Flint leads a lot of those meetings, and they're making progress. They're collecting data, and they're collecting community response. Caltrans is very difficult to work with. They are not local. They don't have any local love, except for the people who happen to work for Caltrans, that actually live here. And I tried to put in a pedestrian activated light at the jetty, so there wouldn't have been an overpass, there would just have been a light. And I remember meeting with Dave Holland, who was head of Parks and Recs at the time, now he's higher up the food chain, he lives in El Dorado, or at least he used to, and with a Caltrans gentleman. Basically Caltrans just pretty much did exactly what the Army Corps of Engineer did and says, oh, that's not in our rule, but we're not allowed to do that. I said, at what point does local need, can we overrun the state's book, which is based on actually federal, you know, stuff? And Dave was, you know, rightfully annoyed with this gentleman for his, if the surf team was crossing there, you see kids with their moms and babies crossing Highway 1. It's really a miracle that we haven't had a major, really nasty death there. To the best of my knowledge, there nobody's been killed at the jetty crossing there. My son, when he was 11, crossing with his surfboard, didn't judge it right. And, you know, there were parents on both sides of the highway, and he decided to go at a time where there was a car still coming on the far side from him. Then he stopped, but there was a car coming the other way, and now he's in the middle on the double yellow line with his surfboard while these two cars basically go past him. You know, it's that type of thing that, you know, I did the research on the pedestrian activated lights. It was only $35,000 for a unit that you could purchase. It was solar operated. And I'd actually talked to the restaurants, and they you know, were willing to sponsor it.
So this begs the question, who's in charge of Caltrans? I mean, do we need to write Jerry Brown? Do we need to petition Barbara Boxer? I mean, we're going to lose Highway 1 at the jetty. When I was a kid, that was, Surfers Beach was where we went to park, and, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, there was mm-hmm. actually parking there, and you could park and make out and,
yeah,
you know, do right. coke and whatever. And, you know, but it's no longer. There is no Surfers Beach left, and soon we won't have a highway if we have too many good storms. So who's taking care of that? There's only one artery in and out of town.
Well, I've been trying to dig into this to find out, too. My journalistic instincts feel the same way, you know, WTF. The scuttlebutt has it that if Caltrans waits for it to be a disaster, then FEMA has to fix it, which means it's a FEMA bill, not a Caltrans bill.
Great. So the coast side will essentially be cut off for a year and a half to 2 years completely. We'll have to go through El Granada, which is already bad enough. I mean, we've all seen it in the morning. Mm-hmm. It'll be virtually impossible for anyone north of the jetty to get to Half Moon Bay.
Yep. That's right. No, I mean, there's like I said, the attitude of that Army Corps of Engineer gentleman and the Caltrans gentleman, they don't live here. They're not a stakeholder. So I'm going to be posting an interview that Brian Overfelt did on erosion on the coast. You know, he's put a lot of time into researching, you know, both the erosion and dredging and stuff like that, and also the road. But the main problem with the erosion and so that road is that the Army Corps of Engineer built the jetty in a manner that causes erosion. It has no adjustment to the natural, you know, line. So where the places are eroding, and the riprap is not going to help.
No, I mean it has to get fixed.
You get undermining.
So I get to decide then if I live north of El Granada, and emergency responders can't get to me and I die. I get to sue, except I don't, because it's the government and they're immune. But this is pretty bad. I mean, it's going to be, you know, like 1983 when we lost the Devil's Slide.
Yeah.
And businesses will suffer, property values will plummet. I don't understand why everyone isn't writing to congresspeople and senators and everyone. I mean, it's Highway 1. It's the artery.
And I think it really takes an energetic, charismatic person to take on the issue. And I think Zoe Kirsten Tucker, she's been in transit stuff for some time. So I know we have some eyes there. I know that Stephanie Papalardo did a really cool change.org petition for the Lemos Farm last pumpkin season.
What about our city council? Do any of them do anything? Or do they just sit around twiddling their thumbs and going?
We have a new city council. I've interviewed Rick Kowalczyk when I was at KHMB, and I interviewed all three candidates. If you listen to those interviews, you can hear exactly what they are going to do regarding traffic.
You mean what they're going to try to do?
Yeah,
given the hornet's nest, mindfuck, herding cats that is the coast.
I think the two new guys, you know, Harvey comes with a lot of coastal experience, having come from the Fire Protection Board. I know he does a lot of emergency prep meetings. I see him all the time when I'm doing that. And Adam Eisen is a new face who's extremely passionate and also very energetic. And he has a hospitality background, so he's got an interesting skill set and a business background. And so transportation is linked to hospitality. An idea I had with this new hotel that's going up at the end of Highway 1 is, if Half Moon Bay and the coastside really wants to brand itself as green, as a green tourist destination, then when this hotel that's being built, there are no parking spaces. It's a really crazy kind of cool idea. Just, you don't put parking spaces in there. You have pedal assist bikes, you have Ubers, and you know, those tourists, you know, they may be on the road, but they'll be encouraged to use the bikes. And if we do the bike network thing correctly, people will be able to go all over, you know, the place and explore the coast in a really cool way. I mean, Mackinac Island doesn't have any cars, and it's a destination location. I think there's a lot of people that would feel really pretty cool coming to a place knowing that they've spent their vacation being completely green as possible. I mean, really, why do the tourists have to have cars?
I couldn't agree more.
I mean, let them figure it out. There would be an advantage for that development. They now have less land spent on parking because you're not making it an issue anymore.
Well, how do people get here?
Uber.
Yeah, Uber is extremely expensive.
Or bus.
Uber from SFO is a nightmare.
But again, we're not inviting them to get a car that's going to cost them $150 a day. Uber's not going to cost $150 to get here.
Yeah, actually, the last time I Ubered from SFO, it was $120.
Okay, but $120, but that's for one time to get to your destination that you're going to stay at for a week.
But I can rent a car for $25 a day at SFO and get here.
$25 a day, really?
Yeah. And get here.
What kind of car do you rent for?
Crappy. I do not do the upgrades. Okay. I see, you know, I pinch my pennies. I grew up here.
Well, that's the cost of being green. What's cool about the Uber
is it greener to have an Uber who gets you at SFO and brings you over here and then goes back, or is it greener to have a one-way car that parks you at the hotel and then you bike around?
Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah.
I mean, so. Again, I think it's a function of sort of looking at things really outside the box. And I think the toll road idea is, you know, it's something that would...
We could pay for the network, yes, of bike paths,
exactly,
if we put in the toll roads.
Exactly.
And we could buy enough bikes, mm-hmm, with enough digital unlocks, mm-hmm, for all the tourists to use. They could do,
yes,
pub crawls on bikes,
yep,
up and down the coastal trail,
yep, mm-hmm,
stay off the roads, and everyone would be happier.
Yeah, I used to work for a paddle shop in town, and I would encourage them to paddle across the harbor to Sam's and have a drink and have something to eat. And, you know, without fail, they'd come back and they'd say, this is one of the best days that we've ever had, because it is one of the best days you can possibly have as a human being, is to paddle on this water, go have something to eat, enjoy, you know, all the other people enjoying themselves. I love riding on the coastal trail.
I'm with you. I love the coastal trail. I don't love the whatever it's called, shall remain nameless, trail parallel to the highway.
Yeah.
With its uber expensive bridges that make no sense, and its crisscrossing that makes no sense to me. But
yeah.
I strongly suspect it was yet another Half Moon Bay City Council effort to prevent road widening.
It was. So Adam is a ringer in one other manner. He rides the coastal trail almost as much as I do. And he'll tell you, if you ask him, who do you see the most on the coastal trail? And he'll say, Sista! And I saw him just a couple days ago, in fact, and I was asking about the cracks in the trail, and he said, you know, we're looking into that. And I, you know, plan to stay on top of it with him. I mean, we as bikers could not have a better person in office right now that understands the need. And it gets back to that hospitality idea. How do we look at coastside hospitality? How do we make it really unique, destination location? Part of what Buzz does is I put, you know, like a park and play to work with the Oceano, and drive up in the valet and they throw them the keys, and then, you know, they go to the room, they look out, wow, it looks so good, you know, and they walk over to Capoon Bay Kayak and they go rent a kayak, and then they come back, and then they walk to dinner, then they take a walk around the harbor to Mavericks. You know, I mean, what itinerary do you want?
All the hotels here should have bikes, a fleet of bikes. They do in Santa Monica. Most of the hotels have bikes, mm-hmm, you can borrow from high end, like Shutters, down to whatever, all up and down the Southern California coast. And guess what? But the trail is on the beach. It's super cool. I mean, you can go from Huntington all the way to Santa Monica.
Wow.
And it's amazing. We don't have that because we're morons.
Well, no, the coastal trail largely goes from Half Moon Bay to the harbor. I mean, I think that, you know, it's pretty good.
For the bridges that are closed.
Bridges? No, bridges are closed right now. We have a brand new one at Seymour, and the Kelly one's all fixed up too. But the one that's at, you know, Michael Power's place, I mean, that's where the everything's eroding. So that easily could go out, and that would be a problem. That would be a real problem. I don't know what they would. I don't know how they would fix that.
I don't know. I just it's my job to rant and rave. I like to think of myself as a modern-day, white trash, undereducated Socrates. I want to be the gadfly of the coast. I want to make people so fucking annoyed that they can't ignore these issues anymore. I want them to hate me. Maybe they'll even put me in jail and I'll be a martyr. You know? I could see them poisoning me, even though I'm a native daughter of sorts. But I think somebody has to hold somebody's feet to the fire on this coast side. I mean, we won't get into national politics today. That's for another day. But I can riff on that for a half an hour, no problem also. But somebody has to actually be the person to say, oh my God, what the fuck are we doing? Like, I'm sorry, we can't even keep people in their houses in El Granada. The real estate is just turning over,
yeah,
because you can't fucking get to your job in tech in the morning.
Yeah.
I had a house in El Granada. Thank God it was a rental. I could not get out in the morning to get to my job, period.
Yeah.
It's bloody fucking crazy. It's crazy, 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 and I don't understand why people don't get it. And soon, if the road washes out or we can't fix the traffic problems, our property values are going to go down. And everybody's going to scream and yell because half those people have been counting on the equity in their houses to retire. Mm-hmm. And guess what? That's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. You're totally fucked. If Highway 1 goes out at the jetty, mm-hmm. you're fucked up and down this whole coast side. Mm-hmm. If we continue to have the traffic problems we have because of the high school, we are not going to have people coming in from the tech industry. I mean, maybe what we need to do is actually have the tech people come to us. Maybe we need a campus here.
Well, I'm a big sci-fi nut, and you know, the self-driving car thing in San Francisco was, in my opinion, just not very smart about kicking Google out. And Arizona was smart. They're going to have to hone their craft somewhere.
But self-driving car, if every person is in a self-driving car, you're not going to be able to get out in and out of El Granada on one road.
Buses. You're going to see a lot more of what will happen is the buses are going to start looking a lot like lobbies. People will be, you know, sitting, they'll have their laptop, they'll have a desk. Going to work will be, you know, part of working.
And you know? Why can't we do that for our kids?
Well, in terms of the buses, I still think SamTrans is what they're working on, and it has been better in the last couple of years. The bus shuttle will be interesting because it'll be caught in the same traffic. I mean, how many people will it actually take off? How many buses will there be? I know several pods of people on the coast who have worked on transportation. I know one lady who did a pumpkin festival shuttle, and I think it was 15 or 20 bucks, and you know, you could bring your wine on to the bus while you were going from Half Moon Bay to the harbor. And you know, it's actually a pretty good idea because if you come to Half Moon Bay and you go to the pumpkin festival, it's really not an all-day thing, it's a half-day thing. So you know, if you can keep that captive audience on the coast to spend some more money and enjoy themselves in the harbor, and you got a bus, you know, they've already had something to drink at the festival, so they get on the bus because they don't have to drive.
It's not a bad idea. I think it's a grain of sand on a beach.
I think you have to start somewhere, but I really think
we have to start with the high school.
Well, we're starting with this show here.
Yeah.
Sister.
Yeah.
Saying this is what it's about. It's about having a conversation about stuff, and today we've had a conversation about traffic.
And I hope I offended some people and made them really fucking irritated. And I hope I offended them enough so that they can actually come up with alternate ideas. We welcome alternate ideas.
Yes, yes.
You know, I think the thing that I don't like is the, well, it can't be fixed, or, well, that's a stupid motherfucking idea. But we don't have a good solution that's alternate. So I invite anybody, and you don't have to swear. I just happen to like to swear. But come up with some alternate ideas. Tell me why your child, little Johnny spoiled ass brat, needs to be in his fucking 4x4 driving from El Granada by himself to Half Moon Bay High School with every other kid in school. Plus all the Cunha kids getting dropped off by mommy and daddy. Plus all the Hatch kids getting dropped off by mommy and daddy. Plus all the Seacrest kids getting dropped off by mommy and daddy. Give me a motherfucking break, folks. We got to be able to do something better than this. That's it. Well, that's all I got.
Let's try.
Thanks, sister. High five, bitch.